go. That was the Gary Moore Band with Time to Heal off of Grinding Stone from 73. That was on vinyl, and he recorded that between leaving Skid Row, and he broke up the Gary Moore Band when he joined Thin Lizzy. So there you have it. Before Gary Moore, we heard Mahogany Rush featuring a 17-year-old Frank Marino. We heard All in Your Mind. That is off of Maxum from 1973. It was a concept album dedicated to Jimi Hendrix, who he either met on an acid trip or while recuperating from a motorcycle accident. You know, the mythology is yours. Before that, we were in Hungary. Yes, Hungary, with Scorpio. We heard Marketplace off of Kelj Fel. I don't speak Hungarian. I was too lazy to translate it. Before that, we were in England for Stray, Son of the Father, off of Suicide from 71. Stray were an awesome, awesome band. They put out so many good albums in the UK, just like they started off as hard psych, then they went hard rock, never any airplay. It gets my Irish up, so to speak. Speaking of Irish, we started that set off with Irish Coffee, my favorite band from Belgium. We heard Livin' Ain't Easy off of Heaven, which they recorded in 2020. There you go. That's how popular obscure classic rock is getting. They heard classic rock minor like, hey, you know, this guy's playing our stuff, so we should cut a new album. But none of that happened, except for the new album part. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We have a little under an hour to go. And let's chat about Savoy Brown. Savoy Brown, awesome, awesome UK blues band. Jammy and traditional. Awesome guitarist in Mr. Kim Simmons. Back in the day, an awesome vocalist in Chris Yulden. And remember those two names, because we're going to hear two songs. One featuring the vocalist, the second featuring the guitarist with the current lineup of the band. Dig it, and dig it deep.
By living on the streets, and I ain't got no future now. The world has got me beat. It don't make no difference if the sun don't ever shine on the love of the red city. Yeah, no feather mine. Nowhere road, nowhere road. Bad luck has got me on the nowhere road, nowhere road. Sleep up on my feet, a piece of urban flotsam, or wedded to concrete. I won't go walking around the block, I've seen it all before. Misery around, but I don't see it anymore. Cold alone. feeling so bad. The gypsy put some silver in my hand. She looked at me with sadness. I said, I understand.
Jumps, she didn't like.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Yeah. sweats and blood from a war. We tune our guitars, strike a chord for world peace. Let's go!
That was Paris, kids. That featured, you're not going to believe this, Bob Welch on guitar. He formed a band with Glenn Cornick, ex-Jethro Tull, Tom Mooney, ex-Naz, and they cut a solo self-titled album in 76, and he was inspired by Led Zeppelin. If Bob Welch only rocked that hard more often, I'd play him on the show. But he doesn't, so I can't. So that was on vinyl. Before that, Future Elephants, Featuring the vocalist from Neon Rose, the greatest rock band in Sweden, we heard The Tide Is Rolling In off of Future Elephants. It's a question. So there's a question. Future Elephants? I guess is how you should say it. That came out in 2017, kids. It's a double vinyl set that I have. It's awesome. Before that, Dirk Steffens, guitarist from Birth Control, gave us Light Is On off the Seventh Step from 1976. Savoy Brown, featuring Kim Simmons on guitar, of course, hanging tough with that Bo Diddley beat. That is off of City Night, which came out in 2019. He is still putting out records as Savoy Brown. He's got a band. They're freaking awesome. Every recent album kicks butt. They're active. Support them. And before that, I think he was the original vocalist, Chris Yulden, with Nowhere Road. That featured Chris Spedding on guitar, not so bad. And that's off of Nowhere Road from 73. And that was that set of music, all of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. We got about a half hour left, so I'm going to shut up and play something. These guys were from Detroit.
Walking over yonder's where I'm gonna stay. Walking over yonder's where I'm gonna stay.
Yeah, we gonna make the sun shine. We gonna make it shine today. Yeah. What's the matter with you? Hold me tight. Why must I tell you what to do? Smiling, smiling.
That was Rufus. Rufus. You Got the Love off of Rags to Rufus, their most rocking album. Never gets airplay on rock stations. They'll play Billy Joel, but they will not play anything from Rags to Rufus, including the hit Tell Me Something Good. The entire album rocks harder than anything Billy Joel did. Now, I'm not saying it's like, you know, racism or sexism as much as stupidity. Thank you. That was on vinyl. Before that, Bertha with Sun off of Can't Stop the Madness from 1973. Granny from the UK gave us Leaving off of Granny from 1971. And we started that set way back when in Detroit with Savage Grace. We heard Yonder off of Savage Grace 2 from 1971. I'm going to shut up and keep playing music. Thank you. All right, that was the Raiders off of Indian Reservation on vinyl from 1971, proving that Mark Lindsay hadn't lost his sense of humor. I'm going to leave you with one song. This is a band from Germany called Arctis. We're going to hear High Fly, and this is off their album Tapes from 1975. Tune in next week for more Classic Rock Mine. Bye.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
At 11 p.m.